Hi, welcome to the award-winning fucking gutter. The show where we don't bring you any transfer news at all that's worthy because we never sign any players. Oh, I'm having a rant, I'm having a sulk. Liverpool, this is the day after the day before Zubimendi decided to go back on his word, a word he gave faithfully to all and sundry at LFC that he'd become a Liverpool player, that he was proud, he'd be proud to wear the red, to run out in front of the cop. But he thought, no, I won't do that. I'll stay with my boyhood club like a loyal motherfucker. We don't like those guys, do we? Adam Melia, Joel Richards and Neil Atkinson. We don't like those loyal guys at all. We like the treacherous type. Adam, how'd you feel about this in the cool light of day? Yeah, exactly. Me too. Joel.
I'm hoping that throughout this hour, I will make myself feel better through some group therapy.
Good luck with that.
I'm fairly sure I was on the same show exactly after the Caicedo incident last summer, and we managed to group therapize ourselves. But yeah, it is goodbye Zuby Tuesday.
Nice. Because we lost a lot of good tunes, didn't we, there?
Yeah, I know. So yeah, Rob and I were texting each other. I did watch a YouTube video. We came up with some songs. It was
a lovely hour.
Yeah, our hearts were an open book. but yeah, we probably cursed it. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I think in terms of it, a thing on its own, it's hard to sort of decide how devastated to be, you know, in terms of a thing on its own. Because I hadn't seen a ton of this player. Obviously, it was somebody that looked like a good sort of statement first signing. So there is that. I think it's probably just the ongoing shit show pattern that Liverpool have developed over a number of years since Tchouaméni. You know, where it's all out there in the open.
Fakir?
I'm probably not going as far back as that.
Charlie Nicholas.
Charlie.
I think I'm probably only going as far back as when we were the best team in the world and we decided not to do anything about succession planning for ages.
Yes.
So I think that the, especially since Tchouaméni, Bellingham, Caicedo, I think it's probably Lavia, you know, there's others. The looking like a shit show situation and the impact that then has, which is harder to judge on the following season. I think probably in the summer last year we thought when we missed out on Caicedo that might be the end of a league challenge. It went probably from a possible league challenge if we'd added him to this is how it felt, I'm saying, at the time, to probably another, you know, a top four season. We were okay with who we signed. I think this is really hard to judge that this time, mainly because nothing to do with signings. We've got a new coach in and we don't know how good we're going to be. I feel like we're going to be good. And I do sort of feel a little bit similar.